Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to walk together in this season of Lent. What an important time of the church year for ourselves, for our families, for our parishes, for the church at large. Christians all over the world are responding in this season, are being called to it. Hundreds of millions, maybe billions of Christians are taking a deep dive into this season. And the more we do, the more we respond in this season, which is a season of surrendering ourselves more deeply to the Lord, a turning to Him, a paying attention to Him, examining our lives in the light of His love and His truth, seeing ourselves as He sees us, and coming into His full embrace, and to be the sons and daughters that He has made us to be. This is a season not just of sacrifice, which it is, and it's good for us, and I'll talk a little bit more about that today, but there is tremendous grace and blessing in responding with an open heart and just taking, if all you can do at this point is baby steps in that direction, take those steps. Every step we take is critical. Every move we make, isn't there a song like that? Moving toward the Lord. It's probably different. Don't want to distract your mind, put it on a different track, but really giving ourselves to it fully, engaging it. And not just saying a kind of having a kind of minimalism approach to say, okay, I have these duties I need to do. I'm just going to kind of grind it out. But to understand what's happening in each one of those, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I just kind of reviewed again the church's basic invitation to us and call to enter into the season of Lent and its penitential and why it's penitential. Really, it's all about the human heart. It's about your heart and mine cooperating with the grace of God. The Holy Spirit wants to shine His light into the heart so we see the condition of our heart, not to condemn us, but to lead us to the place where we see it, come to terms with it, acknowledge it, and then make a decision to do something about it, to give it to the Lord, to take it to confession, to start practices and habits that will help me live differently. It'll help guide my heart more fully into the Lord's purpose for me. So today I want to talk a little bit more about the purpose of penance, just in general, but also in particular in this season. So we're reminded of the value. Why are we doing this? Because it can seem like a long period of time, 40 days. And I've had over the years a variety of seasons of Lent where I started out with a gusto, with lots of gusto, and like, yeah, I want to go into it with all my heart. Had different kinds of practices and disciplines and had some clarity in the mind, but halfway through, I'm forgetting things. I'm kind of forgetting the purpose of it. Really, I'm not engaging it at the level. It's a marathon. And that's part of the wonderful value of this season, because we do need a deep dive, and we do need a season where the fat gets cut off, so to speak, and we get disciplined in our direction toward the Lord. Like athletes, Paul used that analogy. Athletes who are disciplined and focused and make sacrifices to reach their goals. And our goal is heaven. And our goal is to be conformed to the person of Jesus, to be little Christs, to be saints. And that doesn't just happen. I mean, on its own, the Lord has given us a free will, and He's giving us all the grace we need to become saints and to help each other get there, not only for our own sake, but for those we love and for the world that we live in. And the church needs more saints. And by the way, I've been just hearing some very encouraging things happening and seeing it and touching it in different ways on college campuses around the U.S. and both in the Catholic world, but also in the Protestant world of kind of like revivals happening, or on some campuses, large numbers of students. And surprisingly, I keep hearing large numbers, significant numbers, or larger numbers than what's typical for these universities and their campus ministries. Large numbers of men, young men coming into the church or coming back to the church or engaging in the mission of the church in a new way. So there's a grace in the air. The Lord is moving. He's doing things. And we want to cooperate with it and lift ourselves to the posture, the position, the orientation of our lives that the Lord wants us to be in. So what's the purpose of penance? Lent is not punishment. Lent is medicine. That's worth thinking about. This season is not a season to beat ourselves. It's a season to enter into the full medicine, the antidotes, the grace that the Lord has given us that he's calling us to pay attention to. First, to heal the effects of sin. Sin wounds us, our relationship with God, our self-mastery, our capacity to live in virtue, and our love for others. Sin makes us sinners. Sin makes us self-centered. And as I said yesterday, reminding us the saints often talk about sin, whether it's Augustine, Bonaventure, Teresa of Avila, others, they often refer to that there's a love problem at the center of it. The ego, me, me, me. The disordering of our loves is part of what sin does. Preoccupation with myself, what others think of me, what I'm going to become, being caught up in the idols of the world. I need to be powerful. I need to be popular. I need to be successful. I need to be recognized. I need for people to like me. These kinds of things that are so powerful in each and every one of us at different levels. Friends, you can be on the journey, like seriously on the journey, following the Lord. And in a season like this, the Lord in his mercy will point out to us, for example, like, you know, you're living too much in the minds of other people, worried about what they think of you, what they might be saying about you. And it causes fear, or it causes anxiety, maybe it causes anger and the rest of it. Well, there's something in you, in me, if that's what's happening in me, there's something in me that is not yielded to the Lord. I'm not secure yet in my love for the Lord. I'm more worried about what other people think of me and preoccupied by it than I am preoccupied with what I know, if I pay attention, who God knows me to be. And I can let that go. And there's pride in there. There's maybe narcissism in there. There's just the work of the flesh in there. And that's just kind of one example. And in order to be able to love rightly, whatever that is in the flesh, in you, in me, needs to be healed. And the grace of God is here for that, if we bring it to him. And it can lead us to sin. First of all, that kind of preoccupation in itself has kind of sinful roots. It's not helpful. But it can also lead us to bitterness and anger and gossip about other people. It's a trap. And it's a trap the devil sets because he wants to constantly prevent us from paying attention to the goal that we've already been given and the journey that we're on, and to be distracted and to not pay attention, so that we slide into, if he can draw us into, friends, venial sins, just these thoughts throughout the day and negative thoughts about people we think that are thinking about us and all the rest of it, he gets us in this downward spiral or gets us caught in a net that we can't get ourselves free of. So the sin within us, the grace for this season, a major part of the purpose of the penance is to cooperate with the good doctor, with Jesus. He's a good doctor, and he knows how to bring healing to us. And he's here with mercy and love. And this season is one in which we help each other pay deeper attention to that fact so that we can gain ground in the imitation of Christ. So penance cooperates with grace to repair what sin has disordered in us. Number two, to restore freedom. We're often more enslaved than we realize. To appetites, to comfort, to pride, to distraction, to lust, to pleasure. It's a bigger part of our lives than I think we recognize. And it's a really big deal in our country because we're a country of extraordinary, unprecedented prosperity. Distractions everywhere, pleasures given, promoted to us every single day. It's invaded our lives in a way with phones and the rest of it that other generations haven't had to experience like we do now. It's just a constant pursuit of pleasure. And behind it is, for the sake of money, people who are doing it, driving it, power, the rest of it. But we're vulnerable. So fasting reveals these kinds of attachments. And then the prayer, as we empty ourselves and then we turn to prayer, it restores the right orientation toward the Lord. Where do I find real freedom? Where can I get freedom restored? And freedom's in the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is present if you've been baptized and if you're getting to Mass and receiving graces. The Spirit's at work. But we have to cooperate. There's also freedom that talked about money yesterday, you know, part of the almsgiving dimension of this season. It breaks self-absorption. Again, money is this security blanket. And if the more we have, it's funny, I know people have lots and lots of money, big money, and a lot of them don't think they have enough money. And that's a temptation I think almost anybody can experience. It's a form of slavery, really. Number three, to conform us to Christ crucified. Philippians 2, he humbled himself by becoming obedient, even unto death, death on a cross. And for that reason, because of that love, that expression of love, that total humbling and surrendering. That's where we're going. That's where the Holy Spirit's leading us. Jesus is our model. He's our lifeline. He's our light. He's who he is what we're being brought into in his body, and he's conforming us to himself. And that means humbling ourselves. We began Lent Ash Wednesday with the ashes, which remember, man, that you are dust. Remember, woman, that you are dust. Into dust you shall return. So Lent prepares us to enter Good Friday with sincerity, deep sincerity, a whole season of preparation, so we can celebrate Easter with a deep, purified joy. So this is the Lord's goal of all of it, is to bring us into his joy, his freedom. And if sometimes you wonder, where is this all going? What does the Lord want to do? Look up in Galatians, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, for example, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. This is the life of Christ. This is the life of the saints. This is the life of heaven. And this is the life we actually long for. We try to find it in 100 different places, but it's there. And the church in her wisdom now is leading us through it. And you get there by being conformed to Christ. We die with Christ so that we may rise with Christ. Romans 6:4. Also, this season deepens our baptismal identity, prepares us in a way that the catechumens were prepared and the catechumens are being prepared. We walk through that season again in our lives. Many of us who are baptized as infants didn't have that sort of in-depth, shortened, intense period of time that the catechumenate has today for many people. But for the baptized, Lent renews baptismal grace, renouncing Satan, professing faith, and returning to our first love. And it's really important to remember what Lent is not. It's not a self-improvement season. It's not religious dieting. It's not spiritual stoicism. It's not a season where we get on the hamster wheel and try to earn God's love to get God's attention. He has our full attention. We have his full attention, excuse me. He's trying to get our full attention, but he's there. His gaze is upon us. John Chrysostom, God does not demand from us what he has not first given to us. Penance is a response of the heart. It's not a payment. So really the grace here, we're being moved to see the truth, feel sorrow for the truth where it's needed, turn back, deeper conversion is there, receiving God's mercy, growing in God's love. Lent is ultimately about love purified in us, love rightly ordered in us, love maturing in us, love defining us. And we just want to embrace that. That's what we're cooperating with. Friends, let's do that together. Let's remember each other in prayer. Hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.